We were at a construction site because it was necessary. He was making his statement as I had told Deborah he would. "You got the wrong guy," he was saying. "You locked up a cretin because you're all cretins. You're too stupid to see it unless I rub your noses in it. So here goes." But more than that, more than his message to the police and the public, he was talking to me, taunting me, teasing me by quoting a passage from my own hurried work. He had brought the bodies to a construction site because I had taken Jaworski at a construction site. He was playing catch with me, showing all of us just how good he was, and telling one of us, me, that he was watching. "I know what you did, and I can do it too. Better." I suppose that should have worried me a little. It didn't. It made me feel almost giddy, like a high school girl watching as the captain of the football team worked up his nerve to ask for a date. "You mean me? Little old me? Oh, my stars, really? Pardon me while I flutter my eyelashes." I took a deep breath and tried to remind myself that I was a good girl, and I didn't do those things. But I knew he did them, and I truly wanted to go out with him. "Please, Harry?" Because far beyond simply doing some interesting things with a new friend, I needed to find this killer. I had to see him, talk to him, prove to myself that he was real and that... That what? That he wasn't me? That I wasn't the one doing such terrible, interesting things? Why would I think that? It was beyond stupid. It was completely unworthy of the attention of my once-proud brain. Except, now that the idea was actually rattling around in there, I couldn't get the thought to sit down and behave. What if it really was me? What if I had somehow done these things without knowing it? Impossible, of course. Absolutely impossible, but... I wake up at the sink, washing blood off my hands after a dream in which I carefully and gleefully got blood all over my hands, doing things I ordinarily only dream about doing. Somehow I know things about the whole string of murders, things I couldn't possibly know unless... Unless nothing. "Take a tranquilizer, Dexter. Start again. Breathe, you silly creature. In with the good air, out with the bad." It was nothing but one more symptom of my recent feeble-mindedness. I was merely going prematurely senile from the strain of all my clean living. Granted, I had experienced one or two moments of human stupidity in the last few weeks. So what? It didn't necessarily prove that I was human, or that I had been creative in my sleep. No, of course not. Quite right. It meant nothing of the kind. So, what did it mean?